cock hour of Woodley and Tausch. Starting late as usual. Begins now. And Tausch, I know you're focused on the Badgers today. You're at practice, or practice just wrapped up. But when I read you these names, tell me how many of them you recognize. Kalen King.
Jonathan. Penn State. Seventh round pick.
Jonathan Baldwin.
Nope.
Isaiah Dunn.
See, one of the Baldwin brothers, Steve and
he's the
Billy
lost Baldwin.
Alec.
Alex. Much younger brother, yes. No. Isaiah Dunn.
Alec ever end up going to jail? What ended up
he did not.
No, he did not.
No, he did not.
But I don't think he should have. But I mean, it had been an accident.
But he's not hosting Match Game anymore.
Oh, no, it's Martin Short.
Only Murders in the Building. Good show.
Isaiah Move. Dunn.
Okay. And Bob Dunn's kid. All right. Continue.
Kamal Haddon.
All right.
Tyron Herring.
I don't like pickled herring. That's one food. Like a mint and pickled herring are two
bad
things.
In your pocket.
I probably need to put that in a fridge more. Limit my delving herring, into things.
Herring as a pocket food.
Pocket herring.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. That ain't going to work. That might be worse than sushi pocket sushi.
I think it is, actually. Garnett Hollis Jr.
That sounds made up.
It is not made up. He is a rookie corner from West Virginia. And then finally, Bo Melton. We know him.
Yep.
We know that guy as a wide receiver. Those are the corners.
How many people, Jason, how many people on earth would you share a pickle with? How many people? Do you take a bite?
Do we have to eat it like... Do we have to eat it like Lady and the Tramp?
You do whatever you want with it. I literally have you get a pickle. I take a bite. And how many people are you handing a pickle to? Hey, here you go. And I have a bite.
I don't know. Matt LePay took the other half?
No, Matt's not here today. We'll see Matt tomorrow.
Oh. I'm not eating somebody else's pickle.
You share a pickle with Fickle? So,
no, pickle with Fickle. So would you with your wife? I would think yes.
Theoretically, right? But I don't like pickles.
Okay.
It does complicate the
your
question.
Your kids? Would you share a pickle with
I
your
have,
kids?
I will say this. I have definitely, over the years, eaten food off of Madison's plate, Sydney's plate, or Paula's plate that they had bitten into, and I finished that item.
Okay.
Pretzel, sandwich, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting to me. I just saw something and I thought that's super interesting. I think I would probably share more with people that I probably shouldn't when it comes to like, oh yeah, Harry, hey, you're going to reach in, you're going to have popcorn. I don't think you should do that with pickles, but I probably would, if that makes sense.
What's your lot? Like Chad Clifton, would you share a pickle?
Yeah,
with
no,
Clifton.
I just, that's exactly who I was thinking. I am fairly certain at some point we went to a deli and maybe there's like, oh, you want this pickle? And he took a bite and then maybe I took a bite out of the other end of the – I don't know. I don't think I do that now, but, you know, when you're young and you feel immune to the world, probably not that big a deal. That was all.
Do you think the Packers are in a bit of a pickle with their cornerback depth?
Nice.
Yes, I do. You know, obviously with the injury to Hobbs and what you're going to see coming up, I would think if you're going to say one spot that they're heavily scouring depth charts and who might be available for a seventh round pick late if you want to really secure somebody. You know, I think was it Oakland just traded one of their corners to Philly and you're kind of like, but Philly knows what they're doing. Maybe Green Bay should have been delving into that. I would think that that is where Brian Gutekunst and his staff are probably focusing the most on grabbing somebody at the end of this training camp that can come in and maybe find a role on this football team, because you just went through the names. And I said before, if Bo Melton has got a cover, I'm on St. Brown. in the opener, things have gone haywire. And I don't think it's as far-fetched of a thought as it was when in minicamp you were saying, oh, he's over there. That's fun. He's over there playing DB. Well, it's fun until it's not fun. And it will not be where Green Bay is going to be thriving if they got to put Bo Melton out against Detroit in September.
How much corner do we think Bo Melton's going to play in the preseason? Like, to me, that becomes the most compelling thing to watch for in the three games.
I would think a ton. I would think an absolute ton, wouldn't you, Jason?
Yeah, look, they're going to play all these guys. I do think they have to play guys that they might need ready or sooner. Like, he has gotten work. I'll tell you this. He's gotten work with the ones and the twos at corner. So maybe they see him as further along in that process than I would have thought they would see him at this point.
You still do the locks and the keepers and all that on Channel 3000, or is that just an old school newspaper thing?
No, I still do. I don't.
Where is he right now? Where is Bo
to make the roster?
Right, yeah, is he a bubble guy?
The categories I do is lock, looking good, on the bubble, or in trouble.
Oh, bubble and trouble. That rhymes. That's good.
Where is he at? I think he's looking good. Not a lock. He's definitely not a lock. But, again, I think their special teams commitment to him, I think he's going to make the team based on that, and then he'll just happen to have a CB next to his name on the depth chart, even though he's really just a special teams guy trying to learn how to be a CB.
Okay.
But we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
All right, so right now, if you're putting out – Detroit comes out with three wides. Bullard's out there. What's the lineup?
It's Valentine on one side and Nixon on the other. The problem here is what happens next, right? And while LaFleur said this morning that Bullard has had an awesome training camp, outstanding was the word he used, that's great. But if Bullard gets hurt, you have to move Nixon inside, and you got to play one of these other guys at outside corner. Right now, I think that next guy is Corey Ballantyne, who just got here yesterday. Like, I don't think it's Kalen King, right? Because it's you already got Carrington Valentine on the other side. Brian Gutekunst said when he cut Jair, I feel really good about our top three. They've got 96 career starts among them. He had that stat at the ready. But now you're missing Hobbs, and if he's not ready for the opener and Keyshawn Nixon breaks a chin strap or Javon Bullard blows out his shoe and he needs new cleats, somebody's going to have to play in the meantime.
Yep.
And right now it's like, it's Bo Melton, who is playing the position for the first time. It's Kalen King, who did not play a single snap for this team last year. Or it's Corey Ballantyne, who they just brought back yesterday. That's a tough spot to be in when they go three wides. And again, this is the point of, it's great that they have three guys they like. And right now, they're still okay. Right? They're still okay. They really like Javon Bullard in the slot.
I can only go off of what social media is telling me. Bullard got smoked yesterday is what social media said.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur says he's been outstanding.
And make no mistake about it. Like, you're going to see him tested if and when he is your slot corner. I would bet Detroit will look at that and say, all right, we like that matchup. And then maybe Bullard rises up and does it. He's going to get plenty of opportunities to show what he can do if he indeed is going to end up being that guy.
Again, if they have Hobbs back for the opener, great. Then they're in a really good spot. And as long as they stay healthy, they're in a really good spot. Because then they've got four guys for three spots in their nickel. That's awesome. It's a great place to be. But they're, again, one more injury away now from being in some peril, trying to match up with Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown and all the guys come to town. on September 7th with the Detroit Lions. All right, before Tausch tells us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford, we need to get a caller for trivia. Jesse, what is today? Today's Wednesday. I assume that someone either has sent you Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia or you have conjured it up yourself.
I have conjured it up myself. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. I think it's been a really long time since all of us have been together for a regular Wednesday show. Because training camp, I'm going to say that didn't count because I was all over the place. Besides that, Jason was off, I was off, Tausch has been off. It's been a long time since we've had a traditional Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
I've missed one Wednesday. For the record, I've missed one Wednesday in the last 4 months.
But
just for the record.
It was cumulative. Jason missed a couple. I missed a couple. Yeah. You missed one.
Caller 12 right now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Caller 12, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. You will play
now,
trivia
Fridays,
if you are caller 12.
That's fair.
Coming up next after Tausch tells us.
Missed a couple Mondays. Sure.
Are you missing this Friday or are you going to be with us on Friday?
No, I'm here. Where would I be on Friday?
Well, I don't know. Baby. You had mentioned some sort of scheduling change.
Anywhere.
That's the next Friday. I might be headed to the Rockford Casino Hard Rock. If I want to have a great time, that's where I'm going to head. And you know what? It only takes an hour to get there. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and that rock shop that I keep telling you about. And Terry Bradshaw was there, I think. Who else is coming? Kevin Hart. Who else is coming down to the Hard Rock Live entertainment venue? But it is a beautiful 23,000 square foot premium concert and event space. Features more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90, about an hour from Madison in Rockford, Illinois.
Caller 12 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wes Hodkowitz of Packers.com. Rashid Walker is back in pads and taking part in some drill work. But in the first 11-on-11 period of practice, it's Jordan Morgan still at left tackle in 11-on-11. So there you go. That's your update from practice. Time now to play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Danny in Madison. Danny, hello again. Welcome to trivia.
What's up? How we doing?
We're doing super with one small exception.
Okay.
Jesse, you haven't sent me the questions.
Ooh.
I sent them about 30 minutes ago.
Classic.
If you don't have them, I don't
classic
know what to
Jesse.
Tell you. Would you like me to read the questions?
Would you? What movie would you like to see? Jesse, read the questions. Jason, I'll complete.
All right, I have forwarded one more time, Jason. You have 10 seconds to receive them.
I have them now.
Hey!
They've arrived. Thank you for forwarding them. Question number one, Danny, is this. The Northwoods League's softball team, named the Nightmares, plays for a league championship tonight at Warner Park. Which Wisconsin city is home to the Nightmares? Is it Madison, Wisconsin. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Or your worst, Wisconsin, which of course would make them the your worst nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
This is a good question. Eau Claire.
Danny, where are you from?
I'm from Madison. I didn't even know there's a softball team here.
Have you heard of Warner Park, though?
Yes, that's a my B.
Okay. All right.
That's good accountability.
I love the accountability.
Trumaner.
Exactly.
There's a Trumaner.
We're going to bounce back.
All right, Danny, question two. So this doesn't turn into a nightmares of a trivia contestant opportunity. Question two is this.
Hosting the Minot Honeybees tonight, if you were wondering. Minot Honeybees and the Madison Nightmares for the Northwoods League softball.
Hey, it's Minong. I don't think it's Minot.
Where is it? I don't even know where it is. I've only ever seen it written.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Check it out.
Minot.
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 Yeah, I think that's where they make beef jerky. But correct me if I'm wrong. Continue. I don't want to give away any other. I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away any more clues.
So Minot, Minot, is in North Dakota. Am I right?
I don't have any sounder for that.
It's not South Dakota.
Just wait. It's not Minot up north, northern Wisconsin.
No, Minot.
Jerky country. They make jerky up there.
It is okay. The correct pronunciation of Minot, North Dakota is Minot.
Minot.
Where's Minong? That's up north. And they make jerky.
Hey, Danny. Danny, yeah. I feel like after suffering through this, we should give you a mulligan on question one.
I'm with you. I need it.
Here's question two, buddy.
Minot.
Minong. Minot.
I might not get to ask the question if we keep this up.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Longitudinally, which of these cities, home to a WEAC college, is located farthest east?
WEAC.
Farthest east.
Oh, God.
I think it's WEAC. I'm sitting here at a WEAC school. I think it's WEAC, but continue.
Is that WEAC school?
Don't say Minot.
Stevens Points. Menominee. Yeah. Or Whitewater. Which one is farthest east? Farthest east.
Minot? No. Whitewater. Whitewater.
Yes, indeed. Well done, Danny.
Well played.
Well done. All right, question three. A chance for the rare. Miss the first. Get the last two right. Harrison, Stockbridge, and Pipe are all communities in Wisconsin located on the banks of which body of water?
Jeez.
Are Harrison, Stockbridge, and Pipe located on Lake Michigan, the Mississippi River, or Lake Winnebago?
Lake Michigan.
I didn't know this one either.
That's a tough one.
It's a really tough one.
Eastern end of Lake Winnebago.
Yeah, I was going to guess Winnebago. Great walleye fishing there.
We
really good walleye fishing.
We had beef jerky.
We drove through these
communities. No, that's mine.
The inspiration for this question is we drove through these communities at 11 o'clock last Thursday picking up the dogs that we're dog sitting for the week.
Which you're not complaining about at all.
Nope.
You're happy to do it.
Not this guy.
Danny, you only got one right. Gives you two entries into Friday's drawing.
You might not win.
I knew it. I should have gone there first because I knew you were going to steal it from me. Well done. Danny, we appreciate you being a good sport, being supportive and loyal to the show, buddy. Thanks,
guys. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
That was fun. All right.
That was,
you guys had
that,
fun. I had fun.
That was very fun. Not as much fun, though, as I had when Bucky Badger joined our show on Monday from the ESPN Madison Open at TPC Wisconsin and headbutted you with his nose.
Roughed you up a little bit.
And Bucky was a little, I can't hide you. Bucky's a little irritating that day, but he's not in general. I love Bucky, even when he's trying to give me a concussion. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin. Doesn't matter if it's in Minong, Minot, Minosha, doesn't matter. They're there to help you with your financial goals. And people ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I wanted to keep my banking local. I love their member first service and I love perks, but even with Bucky annoying me, can't say no to that funny little fella. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't just pay with anything else. FanDuel makes you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
An abbreviated Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, Jesse, do you care if I interject quickly?
Go for it, old T.
So Kevin Clark does the This Is Football podcast, and he's had Jordan Love on raving about Aaron Rodgers and the leadership that the things that he taught him. Matt LaFleur's on there raving about quarterback, which I watched. I've watched both seasons, Kirk Cousins, and I'm trying to think who else was on there this year, Goff. And I just want to make a prediction. I think Jordan Love's going to be on quarterback next season. I think they're filming, and I think Matt LaFleur says, I love, and this is a quote, he loved watching the Dan Campbell's approach before their matchup last year and the insight that the guys he's coached, Goff and Kirk Cousins, provided. Makes me feel like somebody's really open to it. I think Jordan Love is going to be up. I think he's going to be on there next year. Just a prediction. It's my 2 cents. And that's the rest of the story. Jason, okay. Am I crazy to think that?
I don't think you're crazy. And I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too. I think it'd provide great. Again, I know Mark Murphy made a big thing about not being on Hard Knocks, and I get it. This is more controlled. And correct me if I'm wrong. When has Jordan Love done anything off the field that hasn't been an A? His little player's trib thing the other day, how he carries himself. He's navigated these 5 or 6 years off the field. I don't know where he's misstepped. Do you have a misstep?
Nope, I do not.
We want to learn more about him. Everything you learn about him, you like. Like, be more. I think the thing that you criticize him is he's kind of boring and he doesn't have a ton. Let's see it, because I think there's a lot there.
A lot of there. I'm Team Tausch on this one. May not have been Team Tausch earlier today, but I'm definitely Team Tausch on this one.
Wait, you didn't understand my point. That's what. So
I love it. I would appreciate it if you didn't tell me what I did or didn't understand.
Nelly. From my perspective, you didn't understand.
Whoa, Nelly! That button's coming in handy. It's almost like Tausch is back in the production room.
Enough beef between you two. I got beef to pick with another.
Beef.
I got a beef to pick
with. Misunderstanding.
Another. Well, I actually have 2 things on beef to get to here real quick. So one is with the Kyle Breston-Nortman squad in the afternoon. We had a
Boy, they are in your head. They are in your head.
They do group think and you do them think.
It's so amazing.
Yesterday, we had a preseason ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day crew meeting. We always do this before the start of the season. Get together, brainstorm some ideas, talk about what we're looking for the show this year. Just kind of get together with everyone because we all come from different places. So Brad Nortman was part of that. And
Nordy.
We decided, since Brad comes up to Madison for every game throughout the season, it's not the shortest drive for Brad from his place of residence. We decided we were going to go down by him in the Oconomowoc area last night. So Adam Mertz, nice. Riley Yauch, and I, we hopped in the car, and Mertz, he drove separately, but we drove down to Oconomowoc, and we ended up, like, I got home late. It was like 11:30. I got home finally. It was like, pretty late night.
That is late.
Thank you for your service.
He didn't want to get together till like 8 o'clock, which, okay, it's a, you know, we're pushing it a little late, but understandable. And then the Kyle Bruston-Nortman squad flips this on all of us, saying we're soft, Mertz and Riley and I, by driving down to go visit Brad when we're doing something nice to accommodate our guy.
Why does that bother you?
Because it's false. That's why.
Because nice,
it's garbage.
When you do something nice for someone, you shouldn't be criticized for it and be called soft. We're doing him a favor. You're welcome. That's a nice thing. And then, oh, this show's got no backbone.
Totally agree.
They got no backbone. Shame
on
them.
What show has no backbone? Just wait, what show has no backbone?
The College Game Day pregame show this
year. Not Wildy and Tausch, because, by the way, he's telling you not to let them in your head, but for a second, he thought they were referring to our show, and he was getting his hackles up. Mm-hmm. I guarantee.
You talking to me?
Yeah. I'm talking about you.
No, I know. I knew exactly what he was talking about. I'm saying, why? I don't understand. You framed it perfectly. Now, I'm assuming, here's the question. Nordy provided dinner for you guys, right?
He bought a round. He didn't buy everything.
And you didn't go to his house?
No, we went out. We met him at a place, but they stopped serving.
Did they have ice cream?
The first place we got there just after 8. They stopped serving at 8. So he says, before we sit down, you want to go to a different place? So we got right after driving an hour. We got back in the car and drove another 10 minutes to a different place.
Okay,
Elton Jenkins at a strip club in Atlanta.
Here's the deal. Nordy needs to host you guys at his house and bring food in for you guys driving down. You're doing this as a nice gesture to Nordy. He's got a palatial estate out there. Nordy needs to host and provide dinner and drinks for you guys driving down. That's what needs to happen.
Well, that was not the invite we received.
That's in poor taste by Nordy.
Well, see,
Nordy should do that. And at worst, he should take you to a restaurant and at least grab a round of beers or whatever.
He did great. He grabbed a round. Yeah.
I think he should have hosted. I think he should have hosted.
I didn't see an IPT coming against Nordy.
I was here to defend our guy and say we did him a favor and come after the other KBN crew members. And now,
listen,
you're
lumping him in
and saying it's his fault.
With Brust, you know what you're getting. I'm not going to lump Kyle in with anybody, but with Brust, you know what you're getting. He's an antagonist. That's what he likes doing. Nordy, you guys, you could have easily said, let's meet halfway, but you said, I'm going to come down by you. Nordy's got that beautiful house down there. Nice patio.
Wait, have you been to Nordy's house?
I know Nordy's house. It's beautiful. And just, you know what, throw a pizza in. I don't know. I think he hosts when you drive down, at least offers that hosting. So I'm actually more irritated with Nordy than I am with Brust on this.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to press the issue. But have you been to Nordy's house or not? You said you're familiar with his house.
What does that
mean? Are you like a real estate broker on the side? You sold it to him?
Zillow. I go to Zillow. I'm a big Zillow.
I have Airbnb'd at Nordy's house.
I have done Airbnbs. I've never looked him up or purchased it. I've let other people do that.
I'm just curious.
Guarantee you one thing, Nordy hosts an Airbnb. I bet you got to snake his sewage system and take his garbage out.
Wouldn't be the first time that you had to do that. All right. That is Wonelli. Who else do you have beef with, though, before we move on?
We don't have time for it.
Just tell us who it is.
Literal beef came up on Unsportsmanlike this morning. Smallman, Freddie Coleman, and Harry Douglas.
Did they give Joe Thomas some run?
Joe Thomas was on the show, and he talked about his Hall of Fame beef. And I decided as I was parking my car in our garage here, I had just finished listening to the segment. They went to commercial break. I sent Michelle Smallman the video of Joe Thomas sharing his Hall of Fame beef with us. And she didn't respond for like 2 hours. And I thought, was that weird?
Oh, no. You feel like you overstepped?
50 seconds. Like, yeah, you know, we have good relationships with a lot of people from ESPN. And just you walk the line sometimes. Are we? How friendly are we? And I decided, like, maybe sending Michelle Smallman a video of Joe Thomas and I dangling beef in front of the webcam might have crossed the line.
Oh, no, that's funny. She still has not replied to this
point?
No,
she did. She has. I think we're good. I think we're good.
What did she say? Please stop sending me meat pictures. Is that what she sent?
Please delete this number. Yes.
Unsubscribe.
You've been put on the same wavelength that Jeff Passan puts now. She's changed your contact information to do not answer. All right. We need to wrap things up.
Beef.
It's Wildy and Tosh.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hey, it's Jesse Nelson to tell you about Madison School and Community Recreation. It is that time of year. Get your team ready and spend your fall evenings with MSCR out on the courts. Hey, it's Jesse Nelson. Registration for Madison School and Community Recreation's adult fall volleyball and basketball leagues is now open. We're talking men's, women's, and all gender leagues forming now for play beginning in early October at locations all around Madison. And I know what you're thinking. It's, you know, middle of August. What are we doing already signing up for something in October? That time is going to fly by. All these football seasons are starting up. Volleyball seasons. You don't want to miss out. Get that team together. Start the conversation right now and sign up with MSCR. Again, MSCR adult volleyball and basketball leagues offer fun for every level of player, and they welcome all participants, no matter your skill level. For more information and to register today, go to mscrsportsleagues.org. That's mscrsportsleagues.org. Madison School and Community Recreation, volleyball and basketball league. Sign up now.
You, rah, rah. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin present your Badger Minute.
Get the last word, or maybe a YouTube commenter does.
From Dr. Denver Dan in the YouTube comments on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, I give today's show a B+, but it could be an A-, depending on your perspective.
Oh, God.
That's it for us today. Tao should be at practice tomorrow. Maybe if I can get cleared by Doc, I will be as well. I'll have to ask him, because I follow doctor's orders unlike other people.
You're taking up more of his time?
He called me last night to check on me.
Ah, jeez.
That's the kind of friend he is. That's it for us today. Good lesson in what a good friend somebody looks like. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.